Okay, good afternoon. My name is Lisa Cummings. I am the Community Health Liaison for Kish Health System, which is out in DeKalb, Illinois. So if any of you know the NIU Huskies, that is where my second home is and where I work. I want to thank Jennifer for talking a little bit about community benefit and the community needs assessment, because that's what I'm going to share with you today and how we went through that process 3 years ago and how we determined a strategic plan to really focus on childhood obesity within DeKalb County. And I have nothing to disclose, so I will move forward. So back in 2013, we looked at collaborating with our DeKalb County Health Department and conducting the community needs assessment. And as Jennifer had mentioned, this is something that we have to do every 3 years. So what is a community health needs assessment? It's definitely a priority. It takes time, it takes involvement, and it helps us to analyze the health needs that we have in our community that are really being unmet. Why does this matter? Well, it matters a lot, because really that is helping us to strategize what direction we want to go in as a health system. As the community health liaison, it helps me see what direction I need to focus my time, my dollars, and my resources. And of course, we have to do it because it complies with the federal and state requirements for the Affordable Care Act, and so we have to be good stewards for that. So now, community benefit. Community benefit is also a process, and it is a planned, managed, and organized strategic approach to a healthcare's organization for meeting those community health needs. And again, that is really our roadmap, if you will, in helping to direct us in those next 3 years of being a part of the community. That in 2013, some of the high priority areas that came to be from that assessment were probably very similar, unfortunately, to many of your communities, which include cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, mental health, and obesity. And so for me, my focus from the hospital board was to really look at childhood obesity prevention. And so we really wanted to look at a program that was nationally recognized, outcome-based, had a lot of research behind it, and therefore we chose a program called CATCH. CATCH stands for a coordinated approach to child health. And there are four main components that CATCH focuses on. It focuses on healthy nutrition and physical activity lessons in the classroom. It also focuses on physical education, moderate vigorous activity for our children. The third component is looking at the cafeteria and food service, and how do we really improve that in our schools so that kids are eating healthier. And then last but not least, the family and community component, and how do we reach our parents and let them know what are we teaching those kids in our schools. And when all four of these components are brought together and brought to a school, it really can change that entire environment of that school. So how did we start? We decided to look at CATCH and to pilot it at one of our highest poverty rate elementary schools. And the principal came up to me and said, I heard you're looking at, you know, combating childhood obesity. And she said, my babies really need help. I want you to come to my school and I want you to pilot that program here. And so that is what we did. And so for 6 months, we looked at all those components at CATCH: the lessons in the classroom, the physical activity, working with the parents, and then also working with food service. And it was just amazing. We did it to the fullest fidelity, and the program was just spectacular. Here's some of our kiddos on field day, our CATCH day. And here's some data that came out of that six-month study. Though we wanted to see a little more improvement in some of those areas, we had only spent about 6 months with the kids. And so we saw a 5% improvement in food choices, what they were eating now versus 6 months ago. 22, improvement in food choices, what they would choose to eat, knowing that it was healthier. And then 32% improvement of knowledge of what they considered healthy choices. So through that 6 months, they learned about whole grains. They learned about, you know, low-fat milk. And then this one's my favorite, 33% improvement in current physical activity, more than 60 minutes of moderate vigorous activity. And we did that with the SoFit analysis, which was in their PE classroom. So with that exciting news, we decided to present, with the support of our superintendent, to the school board and ask them if this is something that we could make policy and bring to all the elementary schools within the district. And so we definitely did that and got full support of the board to be able to move forward. At that time, we really looked at our district wellness team and pulling together to see how are we going to sustain a program like Catch in all the schools in the elementary of that district. And so the great thing was our wellness team and how it was formed was a coordinated school health approach. Catch is exactly like that. And so they really meshed very well, and it supported that mission of what we wanted in a program for childhood obesity. At that time, the wellness team we applied for, some of you may remember the We Choose Community Transformation Grant, which was through the state of Illinois. And so we had a plan and ideas of how we wanted to bring this to all the schools. So we applied for that. And, you know, for those kiddos that are in kindergarten through fifth, in our state at least, they do not get any health education per se. And so really needing to fill that gap for those kids of learning about healthy choices that would last a lifetime. So the first step that we did was we really tried to reach the schools and the families and jump on board with events that they were already having, and we catchified them. For example, if they had a fun fair at school and there were, you know, cakes and cookies and lots of fun stuff, and we would have a catch room and we would do some other games that incorporated maybe some healthy snacks and some physical activities. And so then the parents were understanding what it was we were teaching their kids in school. Here's some other pictures. We work closely with our dietetic interns at the university. We also had a Halloween family fun night. These are the key partners in the Catch collaboration. And so these entities work very closely together over the past 3 years to make this happen. So of course, the DeKalb School District was our first pilot district, Northern Illinois University, Kish Health System, the Kishwaukee Family YMCA, and then lastly, the DeKalb County Health Department. And so we had a very strong collaboration of leaders. Ironically enough, at this time, sometimes things happen, everything comes together. And it was at that time at the university that the dietetic internship program at NIU wanted to really revamp their program. They wanted to be more involved in health education within the school district. Therefore, we met with the superintendent, he gave his blessing, and we decided to start using students, train them in this program to go into the schools to teach kids about eating healthy, exercise, and that was our sustainability plan, trying to get to all of those different schools. Those students included, of course, our dietetic students, nursing students, public health, and health education. So that first year, anytime you implement a new program, you definitely have strengths and then you definitely have challenges. The strengths of that first year, which was 2012 to 2013, the kids loved the lessons. They loved having college students come in and they were very excited and, you know, they just, they want to be healthy. And so they just really loved having that. The other strength was that the NIU students, this was a great experience for them to put on their resumes. They were meeting teachers in the districts that they could make connections with. And so this was definitely a win-win. And then the collaboration of sharing our resources that year was just amazing. Another additional strength definitely is funding. And so I think it was because of that big collaboration that we had with all those different entities working together that we were receiving grants one by one, and which was wonderful because this was a time we were growing our program. So we received funding through the American Cancer Society, our own community foundation, General Mills. It was kind of neat. The American Cancer Society actually awarded us our first grant and then called us and asked us if we would like to do it again because they really liked what we were doing. And so we said yes. Here's some pictures of our catch day in the schools. So once a month throughout the school year, we have troops of students going into all 8 elementary schools on the same day. And so here's a couple examples: Rethink Your Drink Lessons, Go Slow and Woe, which is our language for catch. Again, some other students talking about clogged arteries, saturated fats, yoga break, and some other physical activities. We also weren't prepared for the media coverage that we received that year. And I think because the hospital was working with the health department, which we hadn't seen in years. Everybody was working in their silos, and everybody was coming together. And so every event or activity, the newspaper was there asking questions, taking pictures. And this was a time when childhood obesity a few years ago was really, really hot. And people wanted to know, what are you doing to combat this problem? So challenges for that first year. Of course, you need continued funding and educational tools. So we needed to have a plan to be able to continue to do that. We also, going back, probably needed a little bit more understanding and support from our principals and administrator in the district. You know, they knew we were coming in teaching catch lessons, but they didn't fully understand the whole philosophy of catch and all those 4 components. And so we had to address that as well. We also needed more on-site support for our catch instructors at each of the schools at that time. The other challenge also is we had some Catch Kids Club at some of our after-school sites and summer programs, which focuses on those same concepts. But the turnover, as you know, with summer programs or after-school programs, there tends to be a lot of that. You have younger students, high school, college, and so we had to look at how are we going to keep, you know, our educators up to speed with the catch training. So looking at that, we revamped. And so we were awarded that We Choose Health grant that came in from the state of Illinois. And so we started budgeting for that next couple of years. We decided to regroup and bring in some of our teachers from the districts and sit down with them with our catch lessons, get their input, really get them on board with supporting this. And of course, we fed them lunch and we paid them, which made it, you know, everybody came. We also connected with district leadership, so the principals. We would go to their school team meetings at 7 in the morning and take 10 minutes to present about what is this catch program, why is it so important in our schools. And then we also looked at planning and prioritizing these lessons throughout the school year so that we could get kindergarten through 5th grade and get the most bang for our buck with the lessons that we were going to bring. We also decided to have educational bins that we brought to every single school. In those bins were materials, supplies, fake food models, arteries, MyPlate, manipulatives that our students could use to show in class, and that they weren't taking anything out of their pocket. Every school had one. Our bigger schools, they had 2 large bins. We also upped our NIU catch training with a whole day of talking about what is catch, the 4 components of catch, and then talking about what's that going to look like in the classrooms throughout the district. We then committed a liaison, a catch liaison, to each one of our schools for the entire day. We felt like we needed that support at that school for all of our students. And so if they needed copies run, if somebody got sick, we would step in and teach. And so that really, really helped to boost the program. And then again, we were looking at pre and post catch testing, and we're hoping to work with the university at looking at some more reliable ways to collect data, and so we hope to do that within the next year. So where will we go from here with this program as we continue to grow? Definitely recruiting more catch instructors, and so having the university in our backyard is such an awesome resource. And so we're going to tap into elementary education, honors students, physical therapy students. We also have retired teachers that are interested, and we also have a community college as well that has voiced interest in that. We have expanded through the other DeKalb County schools, and I'll share that with you as well. Next summer, we'd like to hit those other areas of the catch components, which is, again, the food service and cafeteria. We'd like to bring in the food service workers and talk to them about what's going on with meals for the kids in the schools, how can we improve those. And we're also going to make sure that we do individual school catch trainings at each of the schools and offer that to them so teachers and principals and staff can come in and learn more about catch and understand what it's all about. And then, of course, not leaving the parents out, we hope to have a really fun Catch Academy for our parents, and the children will be involved as well. And so having fun activities, healthy snacks, and lots of things that parents can understand what their kids are learning in the schools. Here's a couple pictures that we've expanded the past couple of years. We do have catch in one of our middle schools at the sixth grade level, and we added two more elementary schools in the Genoa district, which is a kindergarten first grade school and a second and third grade school as well. We expanded in another district where we have brought two additional elementary schools that wanted to incorporate catch this year. The three other principals would like this at their schools next year, and so we really have to look at that with our recruiting. So in conclusion, when I go and present, I say this at many of my presentations, they say this may be the first generation of children to not outlive your parents. How many have heard that before? As a parent, as an educator, as a nurse, that's very concerning to me. And so I really feel that catch is a tool that brings families and schools together in that coordinated approach to change policies and environments that will create that healthy environment for the entire family and school. And so starting kids early and teaching them these healthy habits, hopefully they're going to carry those in a lifetime. And in 20 to 30 years, which that's how long it's taken us to get into this obesity mess, I'm hoping in 20 to 30 years, that's when things are going to turn around, because the kids that we have taught are going to bring those healthy behaviors full circle. Thank you.